News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, February the 27th. I'm Crystal Frost. That fella over there with the headphones on, Vic McCarty.
Hi.
Look at that.
Hi. Would you look at that right now?
Would you look at that? It looks as though you are looking at some sort of brochure to get the heck out of here because the weather does not want to cooperate with spring around the corner.
True.
Just doesn't want to.
But it was lovely, fluffy snow this morning.
Oh, it's really pretty,
makes
isn't it?
It's really easy to get it off the car.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, a little easier to get away from your driveway as well, right?
What is your break point? When do you absolutely have to have the snow gone?
I love snow blowing my driveway, so a couple of inches.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like middle of March, you need it to be gone start to go a little crazy. Come on, follow along, would you please?
I can't. I would say it has to be gone by the end of March.
I think that's
fair.
I'm
cool with going into April with a little bit on the ground, but then we're done.
That's fair.
Yes, but you know what? That also happens to be the time that I say, let's get out of here, spring break time. And Bonnie Pintozzi joining us from the Travel Authority, getting us where we need to go. How you doing, Bonnie?
I'm doing great, Crystal and Vic. Well, I want to have some fun today on our show. You know, when I looked at the temperatures today and the forecast, and we're only going to be maybe in the teens and the 20s, I wanted to see where those destinations are that I would be dreaming of right now. So I kind of looked up the temperatures for today. Do you know in Honolulu it's going to be 67?
Oh.
In Nassau it's going to be 77. Oh, how about Cancun? 83?
How about that?
I know. And then we start doing, and some people do like to go to places that are, you know, a little colder around here. You know, if you were going to Vail, Colorado today, it'd be a high of 47. That's higher than us. Then we would be talking about maybe Anchorage, Alaska. And I wanted everyone to feel good because the high there is only going to be 7.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a little bit higher than us, too, right? Or a little bit lower than us, I'd say.
But it's funny because I'm asked that where do people go? And then naturally we talk about gravitating to warmer destinations. That makes a lot of sense because a lot of us do that. But you know that the winter months, this first, you know, January, February, March time period, is really great for Europe. Because if you look today, London's going to be 63, Paris is going to be 63, and Rome's going to be 72 degrees today. And it's a great time to save money on airfare. The airfares are never as great as they are in this first quarter of any year. And then coupled with a great package, we're finding some of our even spring breakers are, you know, we have some multiple families traveling together, you know, four families maybe going over to Rome. And they're doing Rome over spring break. And, you know, and all the things that it can bring families together with all the different trips and tours and stuff that you can do. So it's not just the fact that we want to get away to a warm destination, but they are extremely popular. And we never say we can't do it, but you have to be flexible probably at this time if you're looking at some of those spring break time periods. But, you know, we travel for a lot of reasons, Crystal and Vic. Mm-hmm. Because we talk about this all the time, because travel creates like these great meaningful relationships. It can be a new adventure. It's absolutely an education. And, you know, it proves that dreams do come true. And then think about it. We come back and we have cool stories to tell, for sure. And those are the things that we think about when we're talking about travel. And there's all different types of travel. You know, that's the cool part about it. If you just want to go down and lay on a beach and veg out, you can do it in multiple places in the United States and outside of the United States. And that's the beauty of travel.
Yeah.
You have choices. You have incredible choices out there.
Can we talk a little about some of those, when you're thinking about getting out of here and not having to worry about much, and we talk a lot about cruising and things like that, but can you tell us a little about all-inclusive resorts? Is that still something that people are, you know, kind of jumping to for not wanting to have to worry about anything?
Yes, absolutely. The all-inclusives are so popular. They've grown and grown and grown over the years. And if you think about cruising in its early days, that they were all-inclusive. That was an all-inclusive experience. So what they did, smart on the part of all the various hotel chains and everything, said, if it's that popular and it's at sea, why don't we do that type of concept on land? and they have just exploded. Think about it. You go down to an all-inclusive in Punta Cana,
okay,
and you have the family and things like that. You know going into it, pretty much everything is paid for. There may be a few things depending on what type of all-inclusive you're at, but you don't have to think about all those other, I'm going to put an out-of-pocket food. I'm going to, there's no way, I have to do something for entertainment. I have to do
right.
whatever. It's just like a cruise in a sense because things are pretty much taken care of ahead of time. So that's why they're so popular. And I saw a recent commercial that almost looked like the bungalows that are over in like Tahiti and every Bora Bora. And it was a Sandals resort
wow.
that they were showing in the Caribbean. So you can see all when we talk about these concepts that we think about in our mind and we have dreamed about maybe doing that experience like the over the water bungalows. And we think, oh, I can't get there. All of a sudden you turn around and it's like, oh, that's not far away from where I'm at right now. I can get that experience. So I think when I have the opportunity, and I'm very honored to do this, as you know, we interview a lot of the trendsetters, a lot of the suppliers in our industry, between the cruise lines, tour companies and everything. These are leaders within their companies. These are people who make the, you know, trends happen and stay ahead of the trends. And the education that I get, and I think all of us get, is that travel is just going to be a constant evolution.
Yeah.
It's going to keep happening. It's going to get better and better because part of why people, the reasons people travel, it's easier than you think. It's been made to be easier than you think. And that's where we're at right now. And one of the most popular types of travel is culinary travel. And I had to bring that up because every show we talk about, eventually we talk about food, okay?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, we always do food, okay? And hopefully we don't disrupt too many people's schedules that are working out there hearing us talk about these wonderful food experiences. But culinary travel has been a key ingredient for really authentic journeys, okay? And the people travel from a standpoint of all those experiences because it is an amazing thing you can do. The families that I was referred to going over spring break, they've already made their plans with us to cook together at a certain thing, to have these different experiences. And so much of it involves food. I mean, it's amazing what I looked at one of those itineraries and said, wow, look what they're doing. But you can do that. You can do that wherever you go. And that's one of the things we're talking about in our office these days is more and more people are coming in and asking us, do you have food tours?
Yeah.
You know, are there things like that that are, I hear about it, but, you know, I never knew how to do it. I mean, if you went, for instance, okay, if you experience food at home, okay, let's say, for instance, mozzarella, okay, but you go to Italy,
mm-hmm.
you can't believe the difference in the flavor. There's so much more flavor than the kind that we normally would get in our nearest grocery.
Right.
Okay? And if you look at countries, their food is their culture, you know, and it brings so many people together. And, you know, we've had some of the restaurants actually talking to us and saying, you know, I would like to put a food tour together. You know, I have a lot of... Yeah, I have a lot of customers who come in and everything like that, and we specialize in this. Can we do something like that? Absolutely. That is extremely popular out there. So let's say this particular chef that you love and you visit on an ongoing basis, you know, it's restaurant week, right?
Yes,
so, you know,
it is.
We're all thinking food, obviously, and we'd love this week. But you have this favorite chef. Well, ask them, hey, are you interested in doing something like that? Because that's what we put together. And they are so successful. And you get to have that opportunity to really get to know a lot of people, but get to know a lot of what your chef is. And you can get some of that experiences of cooking. So, and the other thing that when it brings people together, but it's also a great way to take all these new flavors and dishes and try them at home.
Right.
I mean, it's great. If you love to cook, what better way is to experience it firsthand in not only Europe or other destinations, in the United States. There's a lot of things like that. So that is extremely popular. And then, you know, all of these other destinations. I am looking at some things that we just got across our desk the other day.
Okay.
We have incredible offers right now to Europe, okay, where we can, you know, save people some money, significant money. And it's a package type of program. And all we have to do is get some of the reservations. We have to book that by, let's say, March 15th. And it's good from the 30th of March through October. So if you're thinking about going to Europe, if you're thinking about maybe a destination that you want to fly and we can put the land and everything together with it, there are significant savings going on right now. So I just wanted to mention that because I wouldn't get that opportunity to have like what we love, these potpourri days where we just talk about anything.
I love that.
But I'm taking a breath now and letting you or Vic talk too and find out if, you know, if there's anything on your mind.
What, you know, I like talking about the trends, and you're talking about, you know, Europe being the place that people want to get to and some of the other things. And last week we were even able to talk about African travel and getting to certain places. What about the trends with sort of like voluntourism, I think is what we call it. Getting there, doing something good on behalf of, you know, the people in the country, and yet turning it into a vacation.
Absolutely. They are extremely popular. And really, when I look at some of the reasons that you do that, it puts a lot of meaning into something. You give back something that you really, that's in you, that says, I want to help. I want to do something, you know, other than maybe, you know, maybe they had to clean up after a storm. You know, these are different things like that that is so appreciated with the help. When we see it in tragedies around our countries and stuff. But volunteerism doesn't necessarily need to be a major tragedy. It's something that they do on an ongoing basis. It's a great way to educate yourself about a certain destination or the people, but what they feel coming back at you is such gratitude to do these things. So it's extremely popular, and we know different companies that do that and specialize in it.
Oh, yeah. Are there any other, you know, as we're talking about just having, you know, a spring break around the corner, is this a good opportunity, though, to, if you are flexible with your dates, you're flexible with your where you're headed to, you just know you want to get out, can they call you at the travel authority and just say, you know, where's the last minute deal? How can I get there?
Well, you're asking two different things right now. The last minute deal doesn't happen as often as people
as you think
anymore, because the last minute, especially if you're trying to fly when so many other people are flying, and that we talk about that over the holidays of Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff like that. Flexibility, though, is the main thing. How flexible are you on your dates? So that, you know, if the flights are already sold out or oversold, which happens, you know, at those peak times, how flexible are you if we can show you out of a different airport? Or if you change this date to this date versus some of the peak travel dates, that's the flexibility. There's where you may get what we refer to as maybe a deal, because you may be getting the benefit of not doing the peak date of travel, but we're offering you alternatives to save you money, but also to get you out.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I do have to talk to you about something, about another trend, because you're going to love this one, Crystal.
Okay.
The other trend is we are making reservations much, much farther out than we ever did. That's a big deal in our industry. You know, 2019 has just begun, but it's not over. There's a lot of travel left and a lot of opportunities to make those reservations. But we are looking into 2020. And now we're also looking into 2021, because a lot of our suppliers and those that you hear us interview, you know, whether it's a cruise, whether it's a tour, are pre-planned way ahead. But this one is near and dear to you. Gee, what about Crystal Cruises?
Oh, yeah, love that.
Oh, I know you do. So I just saw this come out. They have their 2021 Northeast Passage Exclusive. Can you imagine that? And this is something that's opening up. It's not open yet to the public on March the 13th. So we also have some of our past passengers that are Crystal Society members. And, and if they're hearing this, they come on into our office and we can help get this reservation made. But if you're thinking about something very unique, This is a 28-night, okay, maiden expedition. It's going to be incredible, and it will sell out. There's no doubt about it. It's going to open up for sale on March 13th. Let us know, because this is one of those experiences of travel that we can combine food, we combine adventure, we combine everything, all the ingredients of why we want to do things into something like this.
And so this is the Northwest Passage or
Northeast?
Oh my gosh,
Northeast Passage.
Wow, that's
very
unique.
Yeah, so this is going to be really a fun thing. It's going to be on the Crystal Endeavor. It's a Northeast Passage. It's just going to be an incredible experience, and it will sell out. But, you know, people don't think about some of these other things because I know you know Crystal Cruises very well. They also have Crystal River Cruises, okay? They have Crystal Yacht Cruises. They have different programs for kids that go on there. It is an amazing experience if you've never been on a Crystal cruise, which you have been, okay?
Yep.
And you don't, this is one of those you don't easily forget, right?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I wake up most mornings wondering why I'm not in the Crystal dining room.
You wanted to redecorate your house to look like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going, okay, where's my, my Nierman and Giuseppe, the fantastic concierge? I just wonder these things because it takes luxury to a point where it's so immersive, and the way that you experience the you're stopped along the cruise, there's nothing like it.
No, it's nothing. And if you came back, I noticed a difference with you regarding the destinations and the way that you experienced it, and it opened your eyes to so many new places. And that's what the beauty of travel is. You don't have to get on a luxury cruise to enjoy that, okay? You can take whatever type of budget, whatever type of venture, whatever type of trip you want to do, and there's no way that us at the Travel Authority will not be able to find you something, okay? Because there's specialties out there in the world that we deal with all the time. So that's the fun part of our job, is to try to help you make that dream come true, because it changes you forever. It really does.
Oh, I completely agree. And, as you're saying, it's just about getting there and whatever your budget is, plan for it start to get those items, kind of checked off the old bucket list there.
Well, and I ask our agents all the time, our travel consultants are really good at what they do. And the bottom line is they see the trends. They see people coming in and making reservations farther out, but they also hear that word, all those words, get me out of here. Almost every day we hear that, okay?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to hear that in our office. And there's nothing wrong with that last-minute travel, because maybe you try to get off from work, and they said, no, we can't do it. And then all of a sudden they said, we can make that week work.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to jump on that. And
we
want you to jump on that and be able to get out of, get out of town, enjoy what you want to do, but make it whatever the type of trip you want to do. It's not what we want to do. We'll help you get there with it.
I love it. That's great. And if you whatever it is, wherever it is that you're going, I want to make sure that people know, too, it doesn't have to be cruises or vacations. It can be business travel as well. And that's another thing that we're seeing a lot more of, Bonnie, is people sort of a business and leisure, a bleisure.
Bleisure is what they're calling it. Yes, because they're going to be over in wherever. They're going to go a distance. Or they're just getting to a different place in the United States and they just love it. They want maybe their families to join them before or after whatever meetings and things they're going to or during. It's really entirely there. We do a lot of that. We have a division that handles corporate travel, the business travel, every day. But we also cross over when we're working on the leisure side to complement that corporate.
Yeah, right. Well, I have to say, when we are expecting more snow today, more snow tonight, and another storm coming this weekend, people are just going to be blowing through your doors saying, Bonnie and the Travel Authority, get me out of here, right?
Well, especially when I look at the long-term forecast for most of those studies I gave, and it was going to be on the warm side of it, it's going to be consistently in the 70s, the 80s, whatever be the case. So, yeah, I would say so. It's that time of the year.
I like it. Well, whether it's a vacation or it's a business travel or you just want to sit back and start to plan something, you know what to do. Get in touch with Bonnie at the Travel Authority. Best way to do that, Bonnie, is to pick up the phone. You can also go into the Travel Authority on Cass Street in Traverse City, or go online, thetravelauthority.com, right?
You bet. We'll
Thank you so much, Bonnie.